We are kicking off season 5 with the most shocking, exciting, invigorating, inspiring facts about the coaching industry in 2025. And yes, I have receipts. I have printed out some of the most mind-blowing stats, facts from the 2025 International Coach Federation Coaching Research. I know it's a lot. I know it sounds boring, but bear with me. These facts are going to help you A, make a solid decision on whether you want to get into the coaching industry right now, or B, if you are in the coaching industry, this is going to give you so much information to share with your clients to further legitimize yourself as a credentialed coach, because hear me out, credentialed coaches are making bank. I don't know what la-di-da girl from high school coach on their Instagram bio, and then a year later, it's like, is she coaching anymore? I think her business failed. These are not the people I'm talking about. This is not who the report is pertaining to. This is trained, certified coaches. The last time we had a ton of research, I'm talking of like 70 plus pages of research from the ICF, okay? But I paid for it and read through it, so you didn't have to. The main thing that really blew my mind on this is I say that coaching is the quickest, fastest way for anyone, any woman typically, but anyone, any human to get into entrepreneurship in a flexible manner. If you're a mom, if you're working full-time, if you're a single mom like myself, like I don't have years to go back to school right now or ages to be doing homework and essays and research. And then in the hopes that one day I land a job that pays me really well and is totally flexible with time. What I have now and what I had when I started this was a little bit of time that I need to maximize and become extremely efficient and make money quickly. And that is what the coaching world, if you are an excellent coach, will allow you to do. So the fact is, working with 12 coaching clients, the average coach in North America is making just over $70,000 a year part-time. Now, that is a pay raise for a lot of people. It would have been a humongous double pay raise for myself as a full-time public school teacher. The amount of flexibility that you can have working part-time, especially in this economy, I mean, it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. And you, like I said, you don't need years of schooling. You don't need a ton of extra experience. Most of the best coaches we have come from some type of helping profession, some type of career where they're already assisting and helping others, or they're just naturally gifted at it. And so this is a natural next step in which you can monetize quickly, do meaningful work, and also not have a 9-to-5 running your life or ruining your life, no matter whichever way you want to put it. I want you to lock in. I want you to listen to these stats. Like I said, if you're thinking about coaching, I'm sure this is going to put you right over the edge, because I don't know where else you can invest $5,000 to $10,000 in a coach training certification program. And I'm talking about a legit one like IGC that's accredited by the ICF and make a 10x return on investment on average within the first couple of years. I made my investment in coach training and made my first $120,000+ in my first full year as a coach. And this was over 10 years ago. So we have seen coaches blow those numbers out of the water at this point. And that just leads us into stat number one. So the coaching industry itself is booming. I don't care what's going on in the world. In fact, research actually shows that a crappy economy makes the coaching business do even better. So we can dive into that in another episode, but the global coaching industry is now valued at $5.34 billion. That's up more than 90% in the last 5 years. So this isn't just a side hustle fad, although it is for some people who are just like dabbling and they're like not taking it that seriously. Again, this research doesn't pertain to the unserious untrained. And I say that with all due respect. I know some people say, oh, just having a certificate doesn't make you a great coach. Yes, we know. We know. Just having a cosmetology license doesn't make you a great hairdresser. You can put that rule, if you want, or stipulation onto any industry. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that the research is so crystal clear when it comes to the growth of coaches and the coaching industry who are certified and credentialed. This is not just a side hustle fast. It is one of the fastest growing professional industries worldwide. Let's talk about number two. So number two, more people are becoming coaches. And why is that? Because they are in demand and it works. I don't know how many prospective students come to us and say they are being asked to get credentialed from their employer, or they are being asked to have this credential before taking on this new role in some organization or some contract. Coaches with an ICF credential are in demand, and it is actually very hard to find a good ICF credentialed coach. which is opening up opportunities. We've seen our coaches get hired at Spotify, Apple, UCLA, Microsoft. That's just to name a few. So there are now approximately 120,000 professional coach practitioners, which is up again from 2019 due to demand. If there wasn't a demand, people would not be getting this credential. There is. There's definitely a demand for legit coaches, which leads me to my next fact or stat, is that over 70% of people who are willing to pay for coaching, not people who like the idea of it or like, oh, I'd love to have a life coach or I'd love to have a career coach. The people willing to pay will only hire someone who has a credential. This is a huge shift from, I would say, even 2020, when it was the Wild West of coaching. I'm not going to get into everything. We already know what happened in 2020-ish and beyond. Lots of good things for the coaching industry. People finding themselves, people having more time in many ways. People, the great resignation happened around this time, right? A lot of our graduates who have been coaching since this time, who are credentialed, who have legitimized themselves with excellent training, which yields the confidence to be able to charge, fact number five, or whatever we're at this point, an average of $297 per hour. I wish you all were here, because I'd be like, raise your hand if that would be a raise for you. I don't even think I made that much in a day. And those days were long. So the salary of coaching has gone up since 2023. I believe in 2023, it was actually around like $265. Now it's up to $297. And why? It's not just about like price gouging or increasing your prices due to inflation. It is also due to demand. Within my first year of being a trained, certified, credentialed professional coach, I was able to raise my prices in month 9 or 10, because at that point I had a full roster of 12 clients and I had a wait list. All right. So sometimes you do increase your prices so that you can keep your client load the way you want it to. Neither here nor there. $297 per 1 hour session is an amazing rate. And I would venture to guess that a lot of people considering coaching are that would be a huge raise. All right. Next one. This one is where you're going to probably pause me and go book a call with one of our admissions advisors immediately, because 92% of credentialed coaches reported having active clients in 2025. So I don't want to hear all of this, oh, but how will I get clients? If you are trained and you know what to do, you will be able to get clients, 92%. And in IGC, our school matches this. We've always had an average of 9 out of 10 of our students having active paying clients while in training, not once they've graduated, not 3 years later, while they are in our classes. We do it specifically this way so that we can make sure our students know how to get hired and know how to essentially work with a client while under our, I don't even want to say supervision, because we don't own their companies and we're not in them like that, but they have their trainers, they have their mentors available. They have this, honestly, lifetime access to professional development. So they have the support system built in so that should things come up with their clients, they are prepared to deal with them on the spot. We don't want anyone to graduate who wants a client, doesn't have one. We actually have a get hired guarantee to make sure that you do graduate with at least one paying client so that you know what you're doing. And that matches the international data from the ICF of 92% of credentialed coaches having paying clients. So this is not just some dream. This is not just some random certificate you're going to get because you're bored. Although if you want to, it could be worse. Like there's a lot of other things you could do while you're bored, then that would be way worse than this. But it is a legit career path for the people who legitimize it. Let's see, what other facts do I have for you? I am literally looking at this research. So 87% of paid coaches hold a professional credential from the ICF or equivalent. Okay. 81% of clients expect that a coach will be credentialed. This is again where it just matters. So when you get trained, when you get fully certified, you immediately stand out. Whether it's individual clients you're looking to work with, work inside of an organization or at your current career, or get contracts with different companies, they are looking for this credential. And 81% of them, which is a high enough percentage for me, they expect it. They expect it. And that's where the big money comes in.
Hi, it's Kalia, IGC coach training grad and six-figure certified coach. I know you're here listening to these incredible stories of successful coaches and wondering, When will it be my turn? I'm sure you entered this year with the goal of finally stepping into your purpose. And there is no better way than enrolling in IGC's internationally accredited coach training program. Enrollment is open now, and it is your turn. So take the first step by going to innerglowcircle.com/call right now and book a free call with me. Your six-figure certified story starts today.
Right. So I said this at the beginning, but where else can you spend $5,000 to $10,000 on startup costs for a business and get that level of return? I actually don't know. And if you do, leave it in the comments. All right. Another stat for you that blew my mind. 71% of credentialed coaches are women. Okay. I've been saying this for years. Men, you are welcome. Of course, you are welcome. We do not discriminate. But women have a natural skill for coaching. And I could look at this fact another way too and say, like, of course women are coaching. Of course they're the ones that want to better themselves. Again, that could be a whole nother episode, but women are coaching. Women are thriving as coaches. Women are being hired, taken seriously, and well paid as coaches. The craziest thing is that coaching used to be such a male-dominated field. Think about the era of Tony Robbins or coaching just being kind of like siloed into executive leadership, executive management, business coaching exclusively. It has blossomed so far beyond that. And women have officially taken over the reins as 71% of the coaching population, or 60% of their coaching clients are also women. So maybe it's because the IGC coaches are taking over and we are a women-owned and operated and for humans who feel safer in women-led spaces program, but I can't take all the credit for that. But I think on behalf of women everywhere, yes, we know that we are helping change the world. And I think for the most part, we will gladly do that at this point. Men, if you'd like to step it up, book a call. All right. Next one, coaching is about so much more than money. I know we talk a lot about money because people ask us a lot about money. Who in their right mind these days is really just like throwing around 10K? Like, we are not movie stars. We are not, you know, musicians or artists or something. We're normal people who just want to have a better life, a more flexible life, and never have to worry about money forever while also feeling freaking fulfilled, okay? And that's what I want to get to now. Yes, money matters. We will always teach business skills. I will always stand for women to make as much money as they need to make good choices, to be able to have whatever they want, whatever their family needs, whatever their community needs. But research shows that people with a strong sense of purpose not only report higher happiness levels, they report job satisfaction is better and overall health is better. This comes from Harvard and NIH studies. People who are fulfilled at work and living in their purpose add 10 years to their lives. I think we know that. How many of us are dealing with a bunch of random health issues? I mean, autoimmune disease, all of these things, insane levels of stress are on the rise. I remember when I was in my teaching job, I was so stressed. I was 30 pounds heavier. I had bad skin. I was in just chronic overwhelm, body aches and pains, depression, anxiety. And I am not saying that a coaching certificate or a coaching business are going to automatically eliminate those things. But if you are in a job that does not fulfill you, if you are in a toxic work environment in any way, shape, or form, having a plan, an exit strategy to get out of there that pays you well and gives you freedom of time, money, and I would even say like comfort, like not demanded to be sitting in bumper to bumper traffic. I'm not demanded to be, you know, on my feet all day or on a train or anything like that. I can work from the comfort of my own home or from the comfort of a coffee shop, or my personal favorite yet rarely accessed as a single mother is the comfort of a wonderful 4 to 5 star hotel situation. All right. So coaching is more than just money. It really has a lot to do with finding a career where you are allowed to envelop your purpose with your paycheck, where you are allowed to feel well rested, you are allowed to feel inspired, you are allowed to feel fulfilled. And just like we tell our coaching clients, once you are able to clean up whatever areas are off in your life it opens up space to move on to the next thing. So once you are coached, it's like you're able to then apply that to other areas of your life, which again, could do a whole nother episode on that. But I want you to think about it that way. If you are living in your purpose most of the time, and I'm not saying every day is beautiful. I still have to do KPIs and I still have to fill out spreadsheets and I still have to, you know, do admin work and create this content, which I actually like this part. But there are still things that go into running a 6- and 7-figure business that sometimes are not fun necessarily. But can I do them with my rescue dogs at my feet? And can I do them from any location in the world? Yeah. And can I do them while my, you know, kids are not feeling well or they want to go somewhere? Or can I do them while I'm homeschooling? Yes. So that level of freedom and flexibility does not have a price tag to me. I do genuinely believe in my heart of hearts that I would continue doing what I'm doing even if I didn't get paid for it. Now, that's not an option for me right now because I'm a single income mother. But to God be the glory, if that happens, I would still run IGC and I would still coach people and I would make it more of my ministry than my money-making opportunity. But nonetheless, you have to think about it that way. Do you want to be helping people? Do you want to be running a business from home? Do you want to be changing people's lives? Are you willing to do some of the more challenging steps it takes to get there? I just remember waking up at 5 a.m. before going to teach and starting my business from literally like my bed at 5 a.m. Like I was in a house share in DC with a bunch of other roommates. I didn't have an office. I didn't even have like a living room to myself. And I would sit up there in my bed with my laptop and just try to get things done, whether it was homework for my coaching certification course or following up with leads or creating some type of content back then or emailing people, working on my website. I mean, anything and everything. I filled every last hour of my day. There were so many times I would fall asleep with the laptop like on my chest just from grinding. And I really did grind for a good year before I saw any true results. No, and like not everyone's willing to do that. But not everyone is in that stressful of a situation either, where you are just one income by yourself. But neither here nor there, is one hard year worth it to have so far over 10 years successfully coaching and doing what I love? And yeah, enough of end rant. All right, last fact of the day, the future is bright for coaching. So 75% of coaches do expect that their revenue will continue to increase in 2025. 81% are confident in overall industry growth. So this is not some bubble. This is not something where it's like going to be big for now. It has continued to grow consistently over the last 40 years. Coaching is not going anywhere. I've gotten a lot of questions like, what about AI? I do have a couple episodes coming up around AI and can it replace coaching and what is ethical with that? But I can promise you there is no robot, there's no AI that is going to replace real human connection. And in fact, I believe that the overuse of AI or robots may actually make coaching even more valuable to people who actually crave human connection. And I actually think the opposite will happen. The opposite will happen where less people are defaulting to AI and more people are seeking out coaching for their purpose, for connection, for relationship, for accountability, for actual reflection and connection. I think I've said that a million times in the last 10 seconds, but I gave you a lot of numbers. I gave you a lot of facts about the coaching industry. It makes me thrilled to see more women rising up against a society that isn't working for them. I don't know how else to put it. I don't know that many women, especially moms, who are just thrilled to go to their 9-to-5 every day, thrilled to then come home and do everything at the house, thrilled to then be dissatisfied with their paycheck, thrilled to then get a text at 9 p.m. from their boss. I'm sorry, I just don't know any of them. There are assuredly women who love it. And that's fine. I guess I'm not speaking to you necessarily, but there are enough women in the world who I know are capable of more, who I've met, who I witness as being capable of more, who I have seen walk this path and have and create a completely different life for themselves. And outside of all of my narrative experience that I can tell you, we're going to bring so many of these coaches on the podcast this season. Outside of that, the facts are the facts. Credentialed coaches are killing it in 2025, and it's only up from here. If this excites you, if you know you are in, if you are like, this is such an obvious freaking investment of my time and money right now, make sure you book a call. If that feels too aggressive for you at this point, go to innerglowcircle.com/workshop. You can get an entirely free workshop. Plus you get this whole PDF little kit with it. It's called Get Paid to Coach Workshop. Basically walks you through exactly how you can take your personal experience, your professional experience in life so far, and really package it into an excellent coaching offer. Also, when you see that and you see like, oh my God, like I do have all of these experiences and all of this professional, you know, whether it's education or training or experience in and of itself, that would make me so great at XYZ. Once you see that you have an offer inside of you already, once you see that you can likely transform lives with a little bit of refinement of your coaching skills and a lot of support on turning this into an actual business, this will be a no-brainer investment for you. All right, so put the numbers together, make it make sense for you, and stay tuned for the next episode. 2025, baby, what a year. I cannot wait to see what's coming next. See you next time.
Hi, it's Kalia, IGC coach training grad and six-figure certified coach. I know you're here listening to these incredible stories of successful coaches and wondering, when will it be my turn? I'm sure you entered this year with the goal of finally stepping into your purpose. And there is no better way than enrolling in IGC's internationally accredited coach training program. Enrollment is open now, and it is your turn. So take the first step by going to innerglowcircle.com/call right now and book a free call with me. Your six-figure certified story starts today.